Listening Library presents Black Panther, The Young Prince, by Ronald L. Smith. Read for you by Dion Graham. Chapter 1. The young prince fled through the forest, his pursuer hot on his heels. His heartbeat thundered in his ears. He couldn't give up. Not this time. He ducked a low-hanging branch and splashed through a muddy creek. His attacker was gaining on him. He could almost hear his breath on his back. There, up ahead, a fallen tree. He jumped and his legs were pulled out from under him. He crashed to the ground. Strong hands grabbed his ankles. He tried to break free, but his foe rolled him over and pinned him to the damp forest floor. "I got you this time," M'Baku hissed. "Nowhere to run now." The young prince gasped for air. "Okay, okay," he said. "You won. This time. Wanna go again?" M'Baku rose and extended a hand, pulling his friend up with a firm grip. "If it hadn't been for that log," the prince started, brushing dirt from his linen trousers. M'Baku smirked. "Excuses, excuses. I beat you fair and square, T'Challa." T'Challa looked up and cocked his head. "Don't you know it's not smart to mock your superiors?" M'Baku bowed low, in fake sincerity. "Oh, mighty prince, please forgive me for the error of my ways. I am but a lowly servant." T'Challa rolled his eyes. M'Baku was T'Challa's closest friend. They did everything together, sneaking out when they were supposed to be studying, playing practical jokes on unsuspecting victims, and sometimes venturing as far as the neighboring city.